96.5 WAZY, Halloween time and Mummy in the Morning. Hello, 7:04, 49 degrees right now, and some rain today expected, and a high around 55. Well, my good friends at the National Velveeta Comedy Improv Troupe on the Purdue campus, we went over to the Vienna Espresso Bar and saw them perform the other night, and they did a tremendous job. They perform there, and they perform at the Wesley Foundation. They believe they have a show coming up a week from Tuesday, and we'll keep you posted on that, because really fine entertainment, and you should check them out. But I got a hold of them, and I said, hey, could you guys write a Halloween play for us, for the radio? Haven't, you know, radio theater, they don't do it anymore like they used to. And they said, no, Mom, I don't think so. And I begged, and they said, okay, we will. Leave us alone. Okay, so they did. This is written and performed by the National Velveeta Comedy Troupe and produced by Fuzzy Gurdus and Liz Thalen and me, Rick Mummy, your resident idiot. And this is called Attack of the Werecorn. Gather around your radio and check this out. It's something for a Halloween for you. It's Attack of the Werecorn, Z96. Here's part one.
Radio listeners, today's episode of Attack of the Werecorn is based on actual imagination. Prepare to be sterilized with fear. We take you to a cornfield near Monon, Indiana, at dusk.
Here's Spot. Come on, boy. We better get home. It's getting dark. We'll take the shortcut through Old Man McGillicuddy's cornfield. Yeah, Old Man McGillicuddy, who mysteriously disappeared from this very same cornfield last week. Come on, let's take the dark part of the path, through the graveyard, in the middle of the cornfield. It'll be quicker. And if we don't get back by 6, Ma'll be mad. What's that, boy? Look out behind me.
Meanwhile, in a seemingly unrelated incident, a young man named Lance Larson delivered his third pizza of the evening in his 74 Cutlass.
Wow! I only ordered this 15 minutes ago. You must be the fastest pizza boy in the Z96 listening area.
All in a day's work, sir.
Meanwhile, Spot quickly ran for help to the laboratory of Dr. Joe Bob Feinstein, world-famous rodeo cowboy, neurosurgeon, kung fu expert, and freelance rabbi. Conveniently, Dr. Joe Bob's laboratory was located 300 yards from the graveyard where Jimmy met his maker.
Hey, Spot, what's wrong? Where's Jimmy? What's that? Jimmy's been eaten? By a giant fern? By a giant horn? Oh, by giant corn! My God, Jimmy's been eaten by giant corn! I'd better notify the mayor at once! The phone's dead. That's strange. It worked 10 minutes ago when I ordered a pizza. Oy vey, the lines must have been cut. It must be a plot of that diabolical corn. Those clever bastards!
Clever indeed. Right you are, Dr. Feinstein.
What will happen to Dr. Joe Bob Feinstein? Will Spot ever be truly understood? Will the Boilermakers ever make it to a bowl game? Tune in to the next episode of Corn, Friend or Foe in 5 minutes to discover the answers to these questions.
And we'll have part two even quicker than that coming up. Attack of the Werecorn for Halloween on Z96. It is 12 minutes now after 7 o'clock. Whoa. And we thank again the National Velveeta Comedy Troupe for doing this for us. It's very scary. Attack of the Werecorn. Let's get to part two.
We now return to the Werecorn from beyond. When last we left our intrepid protagonist, Dr. Joe Bob Feinstein, world-famous cowboy, neurosurgeon, and freelance rabbi, was trapped in his mid-north Indiana laboratory by evil man-eating werecorn. Dr. Joe, now tied to a chair in his lab, finds himself ineffective against the taunts of the werecorn leader, the Colonel.
You won't get away with this, you filthy carnivorous vegetables.
Don't be too sure, Dr. Feinstein. We already control 90% of Indiana. In fact, I'm so confident that our plan will succeed that I will explain it to you. I will explain our entire plan in its entirety. Step number one. In step number one, we established ourselves as major cash crop in the world. In step two, we use the proceeds to subscribe to the Newsweek, the Time, and the Wall Street Journal so that we can be more informed about current events. In step three, we opened up a low-fee, interest-bearing checking account. In step 641, we changed the Greater Lafayette Road system so that all streets are one way in the wrong direction, making it impossible to get across town in less than half an hour. In step 642, we promoted the Rush Limbaugh show to destroy the minds of the American working class. Number 878, the bourgeoisie will take control of the means of production. In step number 879, we will promote insipid comedians like Martin Short and Bob Saget to weaken the minds of the American public. 1056, we clipped coupons to save 50 cents on nuclear warheads. And finally, the only remaining step is step number 1057. In which we will attack at midnight of the full moon tonight, when our power is the strongest and we may leave the cornfields at last.
Hey, it's Lance Larson, the fastest pizza delivery guy in the Z96 listening area.
Sorry, your door was only slightly locked, so I just came in. Here's your pizza.
I'm sorry, I can't pay you. I've been tied to this chair by the werecorn.
Where's the corn? There's corn all over the place. I'll untie you. I let nothing stand between myself and a paying customer.
Get out of here, you pizza-peddling punk! I'll be back, you meddling kid!
There, now you're free. That'll be $9.25. $9.75 you're paying by check, please.
There you go. Now, we need to get across town to the microwave engineering building at Purdue before midnight to defeat this horrible corn menace.
No problem. I just have to make one more pizza delivery along the way.
Great. We've got plenty of time. It's only 11 o'clock now. Where's the delivery?
Battleground.
What will happen to Lance and Dr. Joe Bob? Will the werecorn take over Indiana? Will we ever find out whether OJ's guilty? Tune in to the next episode of Space Corn of Outer Space in a moment to discover the answers to these questions and more.
Whoa, it's 7:15 in Z96.
Dripping.
Attack of the werecorn from the National Velveeta Comedy Troupe at Lafayette. We'll get back to part three. I need a break, though. Man. Jennifer, what's coming up at news time?
A fatality on I-65 and a meteor strike last night.
Oh, all that and more. Let's get a break here. And some Janet Jackson, Z96. Part three of Attack of the Werecorn coming up. 96.5 WAZY. Good morning. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. And 49 degrees, periods of rain today with a high around 55. The National Velveeta Comedy Improv Troupe have put together Attack of the Werecorn for us, a special Halloween gift from us and them to you, also produced by Fuzzy and Liz and me, and we had a great time doing this thing. And this is the finish. Now, if you've just tuned in parts one and two, little Jimmy and his dog Spot were out in the fields when they were attacked by mutant werecorn that did in poor little Jimmy. But Spot ran to the laboratory of Dr. Joe Bob Feinstein, scientist and freelance rabbi. Right. Joe Bob and pizza boy Lance Larson are now on their way to try and save the world from the werecorn. And here's part three of Attack of the Werecorn, Halloween on Z96.
And now for the thrilling conclusion of The Corn Within. We rejoin our heroes speeding to the microwave engineering building to stop the deadly werecorn, with only one short stop in Battleground on the way.
Lance, we need to get to the Purdue's giant microwave oven to pop all the werecorn to stop their diabolical plan.
Whatever you say, Dr. Joe Bob, but I've got to make this last stop, and we've got an hour. Here we are.
Can I help you?
Yes. Did you order a pizza?
I don't know. Let me think. Yes.
Well, here it is. That'll be $10.25. $10.75 by check.
Let's have a look see at that there pizza. How much did you say this was?
$10.25. $10.75 by check.
Let me get the money.
Let's just leave. Forget it.
I'll let nothing stand between myself and a paying customer.
Oh, no. I don't have a check, but I do have a 10 and a handful of pennies.
That'll be fine.
15 cents, right?
No, 25.
25? Let me see that pizza again. Back in my day, pizzas only cost about 35 cents.
Oh, hurry up, old man. Just pay for the pizza. The fate of the free world hangs in the balance.
25 cents. One, two, three.
Come on, just forget the pizza. We have to go.
Four, no way. If I come back short, it comes out right out of my pocket.
Five. Lance Larson? I knew you when you were knee-high to a tadpole.
Sir, you were counting.
Oh, you made me lose count. One.
No!
23, 20, 24, 25. There you go.
Thank goodness. Let's go.
Wait, don't I get a tip?
No!
You want a tip? Let me see that pizza again. You know, back in my day, people wouldn't...
I can't take it anymore. Here's a tip. Good night, sir. It's 11:30. We've got only a half an hour to get to the microwave engineering building.
30 minutes or less? Not a problem.
The doctor and Lance quickly leapt into Lance's 74 Cutlass and sped away. With any other pizza delivery boy, our story would end here with the world being taken over by the Werricorn. But since Lance is actually competent, we follow our heroes as they arrive in the nick of time.
It's 11:59. Quick, let's get inside and turn on the microwave.
How's this going to work? How can we fit all the mutant corn in mid-north Indiana into this microwave before midnight?
That's the beauty of this, son. We just leave the door open, fire it up, and it'll pop all the corn in a 200-mile radius. Fortunately, the microwaves have very few long-term effects on humans. You're not pregnant, are you?
Well, no.
Do y'all have an appointment to use a giant microwave? It's on a tight schedule, and it's been on the fritz lately.
This is an emergency. Let us in!
Oh, all right, but only because we're running out of time before the next commercial break.
Lance, quick, turn on the power switch.
Wait, Doctor.
Across the state of Indiana, Werricorn begin to leave the fields. Terrified Hoosiers run screaming from their farmhouses as their precious cash crop comes after them. But just in the nick of time, the microwave engine finally starts and the corn begins to pop.
You saved us all from the evil Werricorn.
Great job, Lance.
All in a day's work.
Lance and the secretary drove off in the 74 Cutlass, never to return to Indiana. They made a new life for themselves in the cornless state of Florida and were mostly very happy. Dr. Joe Bob later received the Nobel Prize for corn and was finally given his own synagogue. Spot the Dog, later known as Lassie, had a long career in the film industry and continued saving lives for many years. The Boilermakers never did win a bowl game, but they did go to Florida as well. The O.J. trial, 10 years later, is still pending due to media meddling and insufficient jurors. And as for the Werricorn...
Anybody know their way to Iowa?
Tune in next year for another exciting episode of Attack of the Son of Corn.
Oh, man, scary. 726. We'll keep you posted on where they are out and about the National Velveeta Comedy Improv Troupe. Thank you much, guys. Whoa, very scary. Almost as scary as the news. On the way, brought to you by the Bob Roman Automobile Dealerships. When it comes...